everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Yeah. Drew struck a pose like he was going to say something.
I was yawning. I didn't want to get busted for that.
Drew, do you have to yawn?
Every night your voice evokes that in me. But listen,
Is that Pavlovian for you?
It has really become to that point. And also, I had another thought as you were speaking. I thought, you know, Ann told me the story today. She was looking all over for you. She talked to everyone in your life.
Mm-hmm.
People at Jack Hole, Jimmy, called everybody. Around three in the afternoon?
No, about five.
Four. Everyone, mm-hmm. everyone, different mm-hmm. parts of the city, different regions of your life, had the same answer for her, which is that you were napping. It's nap time. No, it's nap time. We know why you can't find him. It's nap time.
Yeah. Well, I'm like a tall Mexican that way. I like take a siesta. Yeah.
It was almost like, no, you can't call now. He's napping. Nobody's allowed to talk to him between 4 and 6.
Oh,
it was weird.
Well, you can try.
His Royal Highness.
Well, I did. But that got me nowhere.
Yeah. Actually, my maid said the phone kept ringing over and over again. Were you calling?
That'd be me.
Yeah, that was it. You called a few times?
A few.
Yeah, trying to wake me up.
Home.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
To know, oh, the cell.
Yeah.
Sherry Appleby and Jenna Malone are both here tonight from Roswell. UPN's smash hit Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock. Somebody smells good.
Mm.
I don't know who it is.
It's us.
I know it's not me. I really enjoy that.
You sprayed the same perfume?
Yeah, I went like this. It was Rock in the Dark. You made me spray you.
Jenna, lean up on the mic there, please.
Sorry about that.
Jenna, we were talking about, was in Donnie Darko during the break, or before the show began, and I just saw a billboard for Donnie Darko, and it had the most eclectic cast, I believe, I've seen in a movie in a while. Some big names, some small names,
some
strange
people
names.
Haven't been around in a while. And
give us a cast for that movie.
Oh well, Drew Barrymore, Noah Wiley, Jake Gyllenhaal, Mary McDonald, Patrick Swayze, Catherine Ross.
Catherine Ross.
Yeah, Catherine Ross. I mean, it was amazing
Mrs.
to see her.
From Happy Days. Right next to, isn't that Catherine Ross? That's not Catherine Ross?
I thought Catherine Ross was in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance
Kid. That Catherine Ross?
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking of Marion Ross? What was I thinking of?
Yeah, not Catherine Ross.
No.
But Catherine Ross.
Marion Ross?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. No. Yeah, okay, so we're all back now. But she was on the handle. She was in Butch Cassidy.
Yeah.
She was a girlfriend in there.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her around in a while, have I?
2-3 decades, no.
Well, you haven't. You haven't been anywhere.
That's right.
All right, well, anyway. Stepford Wives, Anderson says, too.
Probably wrong.
Another timely reference. No, he's right. Oh, don't upset him. All right, so should we go see Johnny Darko?
Johnny Darko?
Donnie Darko?
I'm
what the hell? What is that movie about?
Well,
that's such a good question.
It is, actually.
It's hard to figure out from the billboard.
It is. I mean, the billboard doesn't really give that much away as well. It's just the bunny mask sort of with all these different images of the film. And sort of, it's a little bit darker than I think the film really is. A little bit more horror-like. But
What is the theme of the movie?
Basically, I mean, if you strip it all down, it's a coming-of-age story. Of this boy, you know, who's... it's sort of like a dark 80s science fiction thriller, Hitchcockian, romantic...
American Pie.
Coming of age.
Is somebody...
Time travel story.
Is Darko killing people?
No, but he's being visited by this sort of... thing in his subconscious that's telling him to do things, and he's got this vision of the world that's going to be ending pretty soon.
I heard it was a good movie. I was just actually talking to.
I think some of the you know, the films that I enjoy are the ones that are the hardest to describe and understand fully. One, you know, you can't sum it all up in one word
I think people don't have a handle on what it is. Like, they don't know if they should take their kids or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't know what the theme of it is.
It's got really funny moments, though.
I mean, you've seen it. What do you think?
I liked it. I didn't understand it at the beginning. I asked Jenna what it was about. And she explained.
After watching it?
You sit there, and it's like saying something, and you get it, and then at the end, it just... I don't know. I got it. She explained it to me. It takes you a minute. You have to, like, think about the movie. It's not like an American Pie. It, like, makes you think about what's actually happening. Because something's definitely happening to this kid. Mm-hmm. And he's going through it.
Mm-hmm.
It's
kind
of interesting.
I don't know. I mean, just structure-wise.
We'll rent it and figure it out. We don't need to go and see it in the theater.
Well, okay.
Hold on. Anderson has seen it.
I hate movies, but I saw this one twice over the weekend.
Saw it twice?
Oh, loved it. Yeah. Wow.
It's like American Beauty meets Twilight Zone.
Totally.
So, and can you describe what it was about, Anderson?
No.
But you saw it twice.
Yeah, it touches on, like, schizophrenia.
Yeah.
All right, worth seeing.
Definitely worth seeing.
Oh, it's a good movie.
But I think
Damian saw it too.
A bad ad campaign in the sense that they needed to give people more to work with or something. I don't think people got a handle on what it was.
Did you sit through it twice on the same ticket?
Nah, two different days.
It shot really well, though. It looks beautiful.
It's just a really
good
film.
I think not everything should be as easy and as given to the audience as what is normally given. So I think sometimes it's good to just say, look at this, and maybe here's an image. Go and see maybe what it's about, you know?
Well, also, if you get really baked, you can see movies twice, Drew. So you don't understand that.
I don't, no.
And you can enjoy them more the first time. If you're stoned, and then you can see them again and not really remember.
Wait, you enjoy it most the first time, but then you see it again, it's a whole new experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
But I haven't smoked pot in 2 years.
Really? Yeah. All right, you should. What do you do? Would you bring a flask into the theater? What do you do, Anderson? All right, great. All right, and Roswell, tomorrow, what the hell night is it? Tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, tomorrow
Tuesday night. What's going on tomorrow night on Roswell?
Oh, it's about, remember that girl Mahondra that was here last time?
Mm-hmm.
It's about her character, she starts singing again.
All right, well, we're going to... Really?
Yeah, she's a singer. She starts singing again. I swear to God.
I'm not tuning in for
and
that.
And a boy comes into town. It's really going to be an exciting episode of Roswell.
All right. Well, we're going to watch. Drew, you going to watch tomorrow night?
Of course. What time?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Rain?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I had a question about different types of orgasms.
All right.
Okay, yeah. Well, I was watching TV earlier, and it was a program that had a problem with a school newspaper. And they had a question in the newspaper about a boob orgasm. And I really wasn't paying attention until I heard boob orgasm, and I thought, well, wait a minute, I haven't had one of those.
I'm more interested in this problem with the school newspaper.
I really wasn't watching. It was a TV show. I was just kind of messing around. It was Boston Public, so...
Oh, okay. It was a drama. Okay.
Yeah.
And boob orgasm was one of the questions in the paper or something.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It really made the principal mad. That's what got his attention. I was just thinking...
Rain, you understand we didn't see that show tonight with you, right?
Right, yeah.
It just sounds very curious.
I didn't know what it was in reference to.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Now we know. Okay, so boob orgasm.
You wonder if there's such a thing.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking, you know, if there is one, I want one, and if I haven't had one, and there is one, why haven't I?
Well, women don't all get the same sort of sexual gear.
Okay.
You know, they're sort of granted a range of gear, and men all get the same equipment, and women get different wiring and different... Yeah, women get very... You know, yeah. Each one is quite different.
Well, are you sure they're talking about a woman? Maybe it was a guy having the orgasm on the boob.
No. Women,
no?
There is such a thing.
No? That's my thing.
The women can... I know that's your thing.
It's my bread and butter.
I just, so to speak.
The whole... I'm known throughout the valley for that move. That's my move.
The decorator move, yeah.
Yeah, it's my move. Yeah.
Well,
they call it the Corolla now.
For everybody, it's just like... I mean, I know nipples are really sensitive. I mean, they rock. They're cool, but, you know... If you can actually have an orgasm, and is it like a vaginal orgasm, or is it something that...
Can you tell the difference?
Huh? Well,
do you have different kinds yourself?
No. Actually, I was kind of disappointed. I did, during the screening, find out there are...
No, Rain, you're reading way too many Cosmo magazines.
No.
You're watching way too much Fox.
Really, you get what you it's all the same, basically. You can feel slightly different based on how you arrive there.
Don't!
And some women do have it from nipple stimulation, but that's very rare. That's very rare. I want to know how someone from Arkansas sounds like they're from Encino.
Do what now?
How is that, Adam?
She watches a lot of Melrose Place.
I see.
No.
Are you from Arkansas originally?
No. Originally, I'm from Missouri.
That explains it.
There you go.
Closer to where, you know, Brad Pitt's from, but he's from...
Do they call...
All right,
Ray. Do they call boob? in that part of the country?
No.
New?
You want to know, honestly, I have thought it was so hilarious. I would just really love to tell people what the weirdest sexual thing I have seen here is.
Well, it's
but
here.
It wasn't something I was involved in.
Okay, here in Arkansas.
Real fast, go ahead.
Well, one of my friends went to a flea market, they found a corn cob, and they didn't know what the corn cob was like. It was like, I don't know, in a box of crap or something. But they picked up this corn cob, and there was like an electrical plug-in wire came in from the bottom out of it, and I couldn't figure out. I thought about mailing it into Jay Leno, but I guess it was just like an Arkansas dildo or vibrator.
Mrs. Lincoln's vibrator.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, this is horrible, but it's just so funny.
I think it sort of is an homage to the term cornholing, maybe.
Really? Interesting. It probably originally had the kernels on it, but then when they plugged it in, you know, it all popped off. That's a nice visual there. All right, good times. As I've said many times, Drew, it takes all kinds.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to talk to Sarah here?
No.
Let's talk to Wendy. Wendy?
Yes?
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
About 2 weeks ago, I noticed I had a sore on my neck, and it was actually my lip nodes, I guess, that were in my neck. They got big, and so I went to the doctor, and by the time I got my doctor appointment, I got a cold sore on my lip. And I talked to the doctor about that as well as my lip nose, and she said that I probably had a cold or some type of infection that didn't really take over.
Well, the cold sore should cause swelling in the lymph nodes, though typically only just on the side where the cold sore is.
Because, oh, really?
That was 2 weeks ago, and my cold sore never went away, and I got more on my lips now. And then I have a swollen one that's like probably the size of like one of those bigger marbles.
This is herpes. You're describing precisely a herpes outbreak. Precisely.
You have a boyfriend?
No, but I haven't like kissed a guy for like a month or so.
Well, were you out in the sun recently?
No. I work inside and...
Were you on any medication?
No, but like I try to take some Carmex and I use the Campofenic and it's painful and it's not going away.
It's a viral outbreak and you should go back to your doctor and talk about getting some antiviral medication.
So I should talk to him about that because I don't want to like waste a doctor trip and have them just say, oh, it's going to go away because...
Well, maybe see a dermatologist.
See a dermatologist?
Yeah, they might be more better equipped to deal with this for you, okay?
Well, what do you mean? You're using them like a football team uses timeouts? I mean, like you only get a certain amount per half? And
what?
She doesn't want to burn any doctor's visits.
No, I have good... I don't have to pay anything. It's just...
I know, well, so...
The hospital I go to, they see you for 2 seconds.
Yeah, they blew her off. They blew her off without any good information.
I understand. I understand it. And listen, and God bless you, because 95% of the people who take themselves into a hospital shouldn't go.
Yeah, see a dermatologist. But they'll be able to help you.
It's really embarrassing, and then everyone's all asking me, you know, what's that on your lip? I mean, it's so embarrassing.
All right, well, then go back to the doctor and see what they can do.
Dermatologist, okay?
Dermatologist.
But the swollen glands is just the processing of all that viral activity.
It only swells on the side that you have the cold sore
typically,
on?
Typically, not only, but typically. Well, you have the thing in the middle. Yours in the middle. That's why it goes to both sides.
Is there anything you can have anything on my outbreak?
You have herpes in the middle of your neck.
I don't have anything. I don't even get any swelling on my neck.
Oh, my... Wait,
what are you talking about?
I have a question, just out of curiosity.
How dare you?
Can you ever get rid of herpes once you contract them?
No.
So there's no way. And can you do anything to prevent yourself from having outbreaks?
Yes. There's antiviral medication.
Oh, okay.
And they work very well. They work very well, and you can decrease the viral shedding, and you can decrease the duration of the outbreaks. A lot of things you can do.
Wow. So. Andrew?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
My phone's dying, actually.
All right.
It's starting to beep.
Oh.
Oh, that's pretty good.
His question was, is there any adverse effects to drinking Robitussin to get high?
It's too bad we couldn't have spoke more to young Andrew. He sounded so vibrant and alive. Yeah. 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 He will be in customer service one day soon. Probably.
No, he was way too nice.
He really?
He's going to be in broadcasting.
Yeah. What was his question about Robitussin?
Is it good for you?
It's good if you have a cold, right?
Yeah, but if you take enough to hallucinate, it's harmful.
Yeah? All right. Is that what he was doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you forget to do things like put your phone back on the goddamn charger and stuff like that. It affects your life negatively.
Phones.
Yeah.
Sarah?
Hi.
You're 20?
Yes, I am.
What is up?
Okay, I have problems reaching orgasms when I'm with a guy, but when I masturbate, I can reach them on my own.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Not at the time.
Have you ever had a boyfriend?
Yes.
When you were with a boyfriend, did you have any easier time of it?
No, that's what she's saying, right?
I'm asking. Listen,
you mean when she has a steady relationship,
right? Is it easier?
No.
That's all I've had. I don't.
Okay, you only have steady relationships. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I don't know if this ties to it, but I heard it on an earlier show. I have dreams that my father molested me when I was little, and like things have always been awkward between us. And I'm wondering if that has anything to do with it.
If it actually happened, and your dad maybe has some issues emotionally that make you feel strange around him, he's untreated upon, or that
we talk about that all the time. Like, is it valid? Well, it's just a dream. But you never had a dream you did anything weird with your mom,
no,
did you, Drew?
No,
I had one about your mom.
Okay.
I talked to her at your party for a while. She was all drunk. She's telling
Clever.
Me about the old days.
But
it was just one. I mean, it was nothing almost. But I mean, the point is, she's an attractive older lady. I here's what I'm saying. You wouldn't have that dream. Would you have that dream if nothing ever happened? Would it be just too weird?
It seems to me. I
don't know.
My sort of feeling is, if somebody isn't carrying the trauma or evidence of trauma and just a dream, I'm not apt to sort of put a lot of emphasis on that. On the other hand, if there's something weird in that relationship with Dad, that he's giving her those feelings that she's feeling uncomfortable and goes back and dreams about it, that's a problem.
Right. All right.
You're saying it can be just on a non-conscious sort of relationship level.
Sarah? Sarah?
Okay.
Sarah?
Yes.
Call her Sarah? Whatever your name is? Or whatever your real name is?
No, I can hear you, but I can't. Sorry.
Okay. So you don't have a boyfriend right now?
No, I don't.
But you've been able to have stable relationships?
Yes.
See, that by itself sort of mitigates against the probability
you're fine. Most 20-year-old women have a little difficulty with the orgasms anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, judged on my experience, it's about 110, 120%. maybe 130. What's it go up to? How much past 100% can you go?
In your field work?
Yeah, I mean, I've done some sampling. I've done some studying. I'm known for a few things around the valley.
And when you sample and they get up and run, that sort of goes over the 100%.
It's hard to have an orgasm when you're fleeing. Yeah. I've found a lot of women have trouble when they're running, having orgasms. But Sarah, you're fine. Don't freak out. Get the guy. How many times you got to punch that mic a show? I mean, how consistent
once
is it?
Once good.
Once good. All right. Hey, Sarah? Mm-hmm. Have the guy give you some oral sex. How's that work on you?
Okay. I'll...
Is that good?
Yeah.
Do you like that?
Well, yeah. It's just sometimes I don't feel anything.
Mm.
Then maybe he
doesn't do anything.
Well, maybe he's in the kitchen or something. You mean when he's down there?
Yeah, or even when we're having sex, like the first time I
Ooh,
had sex,
we don't like that.
No, that's bad.
Yeah, we consider that sort of a bad thing.
Yeah, that's bad. Like, if the guy's actually having intercourse with you and you don't feel anything?
You literally feel nothing.
That's bad.
Yeah, right, but sometimes I do. Other times it's like friction, but that's it.
Maybe there's something here. What kind of guy is your dad?
What do you mean, like...
Is he alcoholic, drug addict, metal worker?
Yeah.
Well, no. He does drink a lot, and we always talk to him about that, but...
So it's possible
he seems
when
like
he...
a depressed... person.
Well, all alcoholics are depressed, but the problem is that he may have been drunk and did something to you sort of in a blackout or God knows what.
Does your, what about your mom's folks and her dad, grandpa?
No. Grandpa died when my mom was really little.
Yeah. Does she have a weird stepdaddy or something like that?
No, nothing like that.
All right. What's your dad do for a living?
He works at a brewery, actually.
He does?
That's a good novelty job for a guy who drinks a lot. It really is. It's just, it's almost funny. Like, you can't quit drinking now. He works at a brewery.
It's a comedy job.
Yeah, it's like the punchline.
Yeah.
And I don't know if this is anything important, but I recently moved. Well, right after I graduated, I moved to Arizona. And then he was crying. He was really sensitive about that. And then I moved back, but
Who?
Now I'm moving back out there. My dad.
Yeah.
And he just gets really upset about that, more so than anybody in my family.
About you moving around.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering, this is so weird.
There's something intrusive about your relationship with Dad. Whether or not he physically violated and intruded or just emotionally intruded, there's something kind of not right
there. Well, can you just imagine having that kind of relationship with either one of your parents where it's like, I don't know where the guy's coming from. I'm not sure if he did this. Like, and you go, well, do you think he could have molested you? And you go...
But it's not such an uncomfortable thing. It's
I don't know, maybe.
It's not a good sign.
That's a weird thing.
The questions are already
there. It's like a coin toss whether your dad would touch you, you know, sexually or not. I mean, that's not a ringing endorsement for a great parent.
Right, whether he did it or not. It doesn't matter.
Just the fact that you're not sure, like where you go, do you think he's capable of doing something like that to you? And they go, you know, I mean, if he was drinking pretty good, you know, I was a pretty good-looking 8-year-old. You know.
Where's my bourbon?
Yeah, he made a move, sure. He's only human. I mean, that's just weird. Yeah, I mean, no wonder she's all confused and spinning around. All right, so what should she do?
Well,
what?
How do you approach that situation?
Therapy. Don't go to a psychic or anything weird, and don't go to a hypnotist.
We kind of told her just to settle down and not worry about it. It's kind of, we're still in that school of thought.
Well, grab a little therapy while you're relaxing.
She can have relationships. Just be careful about who she chooses to be with, and kind of work with somebody who cares about her, and try to work with your partner on getting yourself to respond.
Yeah, a little therapy wouldn't hurt.
Would help a lot, possibly.
Wouldn't hurt anybody, right?
Right.
Listen, a little therapy, it's like an oil change. Like, I don't know, if you changed your oil 10 feet ago or 10 million miles ago, even if it was just 10 feet ago, that wouldn't hurt, would it?
No.
Yeah, couldn't be too bad. Couldn't hurt. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. Jenna and Shuri are both here from Roswell, 9 o'clock, Tuesday nights, WB.
UPN.
True. Did I do that last time you were here?
Like every time.
Yeah. I'm going to correct that next when we come back. I'm going to overcompensate for more plugs. And when we come back, Drew, who are we talking to?
Justin.
Justin is his girlfriend dumped him because he was on Loveline last night. Oh, with the shaved pubes. That'll be good after this. Hey, everybody.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's the Mike Punchin' Dr. Drew. Nobody has dealt out more. Mike Tyson hasn't dealt out the kind of abuse that Dr. Drew does when it comes to punching that
Mike. Mike abuse, yeah.
Yeah, it's no longer Mike. It's become a speed bag for Dr. Drew to work out on. Shuri Appleby and Jenna Malone are both here, both on Roswell.
Jenna's on. I'm not on Roswell.
We're just friends.
Okay.
But I'm a fan.
Anderson, put those headphones down and come in here. Thanks, babe. All right. Yeah, Jenna not on Roswell,
Jenna,
right?
Jenna not on Roswell. Shuri on Roswell.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Anderson is such a...
We met through...
It's my fault.
Can I just defend myself for one moment? Just
please,
one second.
Do a reenactment of what happened 5 minutes before the show started.
Anne was outside the room.
Forget about Anne. I walked in.
You were completely confused, as usual, and you said, where are these girls both from Roswell? And as far as I had known, yes.
I said, is Jenna from Roswell... With a curious, slightly suspicious tone.
I didn't detect any of that at all.
Are both these girls from Roswell?
No.
Is what I said.
No.
And I said yes. Okay.
And then I said it again.
Whoa.
Hey. I said, "Would you shut up, Drew?
Hey, relax.
Shut up.
Hey, come on.
Shut his mic.
Hey, let's go. Here we go. Where'd you guys meet?
Oh. We met through a friend.
Drew, why did you shut up? We're trying to do a show here. I'm arguing with Anderson here on the air.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that was the show
we'll just
was
back
about.
Off.
Well,
go ahead.
All right.
I would love to hear how the girls met. That's what I want.
Drew, your every instinct you have is heinous. Go ahead, please.
We met randomly through a friend of mine that I worked with, but mostly we got to know each other when we went backpacking through Europe together.
See the camping reference, Adam.
Yeah.
All right. I stopped listening, Drew.
I know.
So,
yeah.
All right.
We went backpacking through Europe this summer for 2 weeks.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Somebody hooked you two up to go? Or
no,
you
no, no.
Group,
we just like met,
just
kind of became friends.
We're like, all right, we want to go. Will you go with me? And she came.
We like met in London. It was fun.
Wow.
Yeah. That's crazy.
If you're actually backpacking, you just carry a backpack like into the Four Seasons.
Oh, no, backpacking, hosteling, sleeping on trains.
Really?
Yeah.
Waking up in new cities every day.
It was so fun. We went for 2 weeks. We had a blast.
Totally.
Where are you guys from originally?
I'm from California.
You're from?
Lake Tahoe area.
Speaking of Lake Tahoe, we have a call.
I know, I was going to say.
All right, I'm still mad, though. Justin?
Sorry.
You're 18? No, nothing. You guys are fine. You guys are fine. I'm mad at Drew for interrupting my argument with Anderson. Justin?
Yeah.
What's up?
I called in last night about shaving my pubes with the Mach 3.
Right.
Oh, and, you're gay.
One of her friends found out and...
Whose friends? Whose friends?
Hmm?
One of her friends?
Yeah.
Who's her?
My girlfriend's friend.
Okay.
And,
Your girlfriend's friend heard the show.
Yeah, she was listening to the show last night, and she came up to me before school and, I don't know, asked me about it. And, I mean, I didn't think anything of it, so I told her that it was true or whatever, and then all of a sudden rumors spread around, and my girlfriend came back to me, and she dumped me.
Now, why?
I don't, just peer pressure or whatever.
She didn't know your pubes were shaved?
No, I've only been going out with her for, like, 3 weeks.
Did she say that's the reason she dumped you?
No, she gave me other stuff, but I mean, all her friends came up to me and told me.
Well, what reason did she give you?
She said that I just wasn't her type and stuff like that.
No, what stuff like that? What did she tell you?
She said that I wasn't her type because I was always hanging out with my friends and I didn't have enough time for her, and just she said we weren't compatible.
And then what did her friends say?
They all told me, they just kept on coming up to me, telling me, like, asking me questions about it, saying it was weird or whatever.
Hmm. Do you think she was just weirded out by the whole call?
Yeah. Well, I think that she just got a whole bunch of peer pressure from her friends that, you know, they all thought it was gross, so...
Yeah.
That sometimes makes things even better for you. You know what I'm saying? When people tell you not to do something.
She wasn't that into you.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of figuring, but...
She never saw your shaved pubes either, right?
No.
Bob.
So how close could you guys have been?
Well, we had made out a couple times, but...
Right. Maybe she wasn't even your girlfriend.
Well, no, she was, because I asked her out on Halloween.
Oh,
well,
right.
that cinches it then.
You guys collected candy together. That's something different. I wasn't aware of that. Well,
no, I was just wondering if, Dr. Drew, if there was anything that I can do to... either help the hair grow faster or get rid of the red bumps or just anything like that.
What about some Rogaine rubbed in on the nards here, Joe?
The hair will not grow back any faster by any means I know of.
Nothing you can eat or...
No, nothing like you can eat.
Well, what if you ate hair? Wouldn't that help? I mean, just use...
Well, based on the logic...
Common logic would suggest that if you ate pubic hair...
Isn't there don't people apply logic, similar logic about the colon and...
Right.
The poo and the...
Yeah.
Where am I going to get that, though? I don't have any.
You don't have any pubes? What about your underarms?
No, I'm not very hairy underneath my underarms.
Well, certainly there's something. What about your dad? You could collect something from his razor.
I don't think that'd go too well with him.
Justin, he doesn't have to know.
The terms of the infection, Physohex scrub, antibacterial scrub's a good idea.
Hey, that Oxy-10 works good.
I don't know about that area, though. It could be a little tough on it.
Why not? Put it on.
Not on the nuts. Maybe on the pubic hair.
Well, not on the nuts. Yeah, put it up top.
Yeah.
The nut. Well, first off, who's going to notice hair missing from the nuts? You guys wouldn't miss hair
that
on
would
nuts, would you?
That always gives me the giggles.
It is funny, isn't it? No, balls is better, I think.
Well, you used ball sack last night. That
ball sack,
okay,
that's good.
I just find the other one to be so ridiculous.
The nuts?
Yes.
Stop it. No. It's oh, my God. Bad.
Yeah.
You mean when I say nuts?
Yes, just like that. Crazy, crazy.
Look, you guys, you wouldn't miss hair from nuts. You wouldn't be like, where's the hair?
No, you're not going to miss the hair, period.
No, I mean, listen, if you're with someone, it's like, if they do that and, you know, you shave something and something doesn't grow back for a while, you just sort of deal with it. It's something that's going to grow back eventually. It's just...
You agree with Adam that she just wasn't that into him.
Yeah, I mean, it must have been. I mean, it's kind of a horrible excuse.
Or a bogus call, which is the more likely
thing.
When women are into a guy, they never dump them, no matter what they do. They got F that up makes royally. It,
right. Even then, they're more locked in.
Yeah.
Right now, they got a project.
Yeah.
And high school is so much about peer pressure. If everyone's like, oh, it's weird, you know, of course they're going to break up with it and go away from it.
Do guys have peer? I don't notice. I never noticed any peer pressure as a guy.
Guys, if the pressure comes in the form of physical violence, somebody will actually just kick your crap out of you and tell you.
He called you a pussy. Yeah. Go hit him. Or, drink this beer.
Yeah.
I mean, like, do the drugs and all that. Yeah. I did vomit a few times. Yeah. Melissa?
Yes.
Hey, I've actually vomited from booze, I would say, Adam? 65, 70 times. Yep.
Adam?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's happening?
Nothing. I was just talking to that lady, and I love her.
Our screener?
Yes.
Oh, good.
She's a dynamite lady.
Can you guys hear me?
We got you.
Okay. I'm on my cordless, so I didn't want to lose you.
Okay. What's up?
Well, I'm Melissa. I'm from South Lake Tahoe.
Mm-hmm.
And first, I guess I have to give my comment.
All right.
Adam?
Yeah?
My brother called last week, and he was the one that was in love with his best friend's girlfriend.
Right.
And I wanted to let you know that they are in love.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I guess.
What did we tell him to do?
What?
What did we tell him to do?
Well, you told him to go for it.
I did.
But Dr. Drew was like, you know, oh my God, no.
Yeah. Well, don't listen to Drew. I think that's the lesson.
I did meet her, and she's a very nice woman.
All right. What happened to his best friend?
Well, I still
killed himself.
He still gives him a ride to school, so.
That's nice.
I guess, you know, however that works, but.
Probably
I'm older than him, but I am so excited.
All right, so what's up?
Well, I had a personal problem, but.
You're lesbian.
Yeah.
Well, I have.
Well.
I'm 25.
Right.
And my boyfriend, he just turned 40 in December.
All right.
He's going to be 41, you know.
We'll do the math.
He just turned 40 in December.
Well, we work
together.
He'll
turn 41 next December.
We're
in 42 so December after that.
Hold on, but there's still some confusion about the 3rd December. Is it going to be 44 or 43?
No, he'll be 41 this December.
He'll be 41 in 2001.
Yes.
So 42, then 202.
And 43, 203, yeah.
43, 03.
Okay, good.
Okay, I'm
with
you
now. Can you carry it out from there?
Well, I got it. I'm cool.
I know, and Dr. Drew is like so like good on this, but I've never been able to orgasm, and I have been with a woman for the last 4 years, and I've been having
You're
an
lesbian.
Issue.
You've been with a woman for the last 4 years?
Yes, for the last 4 years. We have a son together, and he's 8 months.
You and the woman?
Well, no. Me and the guy that I work with have been together.
Hold on a second.
Where's my wallet?
I got to put her on hold because it's more confusing when she's talking.
No, I don't need money.
Who has she been with for the last 4 years? This guy
like
or been with a woman?
She's been with a woman for the last 4 years, but now she's been with this guy for the past 4 months, and she has a baby with him? Is that what?
I can't figure out where they get this.
Baby 8 months old. Oh,
yeah.
Well, then maybe not.
She said, I've been with a woman for the last 4 years. We have a son together. I said, you and the woman?
And then someone from work.
No, the guy she's dating is the guy from work.
Yeah.
I'm thinking. All right, let's sort through this. Melissa?
Yes.
In aunt 2, he'll be 41?
Yes.
Okay.
And the baby will be?
44?
No, the baby will just be 1 years old.
I'm confused now.
No, it doesn't
In December?
No, he will be 41 in December.
But the baby
will be 1 in March.
March. There we go. Yes. 8 month old now.
All right.
He's 8 months old now.
Mm. I see.
And
all right. Now, this guy you work with?
Yes, I do.
And you have a child with him, and that it's his child, too?
Yes.
And what about the lesbian relationship you're in?
Well, he had a really hard time with it, and I left him.
All right.
When I had first gotten pregnant, and I left him, and I went back with her, and I just couldn't do it. You know, like, but I never have an orgasm with a man.
And you say you were with, how long have you been with him total?
I had only been with him for like 3 months before I got pregnant.
Just don't give us the pregnant math. Just tell us how long, like, you're with him 2 years ago, or?
Oh, yes. He's 8 months, so it's been about 16 months.
Okay.
She was with him.
I got to get like a Chinese guy with an abacus in here so I can figure out what the hell is going on.
He was very new.
Okay, and
dad questions.
And you were with the girlfriend while you were with him?
Yes, I was.
And cheating on him?
Yeah.
So he wasn't aware of this?
No.
And how often were you with this girlfriend?
Well.
All the time?
Yes.
No.
Does he know now?
No, it was all the time.
All the time. I guess if he's a guy,
really mad.
You can really pull it off because then they're not going to suspect. As a matter of fact, most guys, and Drew will never admit this because his wife listens to the show, but You, your old lady and her friend want to hit the mall or go camping or get the hell out of Dodge for a couple days, you couldn't be happier.
Yeah, he never thought of anything.
Right.
And you said
right.
Now he's mad?
Yeah.
Now he's mad.
But now he knows. He knows now.
And he's mad.
Yeah, I live in a really small town, so he definitely, he knows.
Okay.
And, well, now he knows.
And you can't, now what about when he does the oral sex? You don't
well,
have the orgasm.
Supposedly he doesn't, and he was married.
Hold on. Well, slow down.
Married.
He's still married?
Yes, he is.
Oh, my God.
He's still married up here, and they have a son.
She's translucent.
Listen, I get a family of raccoons strung out on speed would do a better job with this kid of yours. You understand?
But I've never had a problem with her, and I've actually never even met her.
You're lesbian.
Who?
The wife.
His wife, yeah.
Well, you gotta laugh at a certain point, don't you?
I'm laughing now, and I'm trying to explain it to
well,
you.
Well, but I mean, so this guy's mad about your lesbian tryst, but meanwhile, he's married.
Yeah, he's
and has a kid. Married. And has a kid?
Yeah, they have an older son. He's almost my age.
Well, he has an older son, but he has a kid with you, and he's married, right?
What does this man do for a living?
He's my chief engineer. For a hotel?
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
I like this. White guy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not common white guy activity.
What?
I hear about these kind of things
what?
With the white guy. Starting the family outside of the family while the family's going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. I like to party with this guy.
And you wouldn't.
Do you want him to break up with his wife?
Well, you know, as far as I understand, that they have totally split up, and that was a totally different thing. Like, I've seen the bills, and he still pays, like, half of everything, and he tells me about it, but...
Don't you guys live together?
Actually, no, not right now.
Okay, so, look, this guy's a world-class jackass.
Yeah.
As far as I can tell.
Yeah.
So, why don't you just cut him? Just
you think
cut
so?
Him. Yeah, he's an idiot.
You really think so?
Of course. I know he's an idiot. You wouldn't have been attracted to him if he wasn't an idiot.
I guess that's true.
He's got to be an idiot. Is your dad an idiot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
A colossal, translucent idiot.
Your dad is the king of all jackasses.
Yeah.
Yes, you should wear a crown of S with thorns around it.
Now, why are you being so nice now? I thought you were totally on their side.
I hate your dad, that's why, for how he scrambled your radar growing
Adam.
Up. What'd he do to you? Who is that?
Adam. Oh, my brother.
Uh-oh. What'd your dad do to you growing up?
Melissa?
Well, no, this is not my real dad. It's my stepdad.
What'd he do?
Which dad screwed you up? What'd he do to you?
My stepdad never did anything to me. Totally perfect to me.
What did your biological dad
do? We're not interested in talking about the dad who was good to you. I want to talk about the bad dad.
What'd he do to you?
Well, no, I was really young.
What did he do to you?
They, like, don't count.
What did he do to you?
He just, like, was never there. And
Let's be very clear about this. For everyone listening, everyone within the sound of my voice, your brain is like putty the younger you are. The least you remember it, the more plastic and more permanent and more profound the change of on your brain structure and function.
You know what it is, though, Dr. Drew, is that I have kids. I have two kids.
No, two
kids.
So, I mean, they're perfect.
They were.
Little boys.
They were. Then you
boys,
got to them.
And they are just like, I mean, they are absolutely perfect. So for me to, like, you know, like, bring stuff like that up and...
Okay, so what did your dad do? Did he molest you?
And... Yeah, he did.
All right. Hold on. Well, we got to wrap this call. Melissa.
Yes.
Listen.
We knew it the moment you started talking.
Let me just yell at Melissa for one second. Melissa, here's the deal. You are going to screw those kids up. Do you hear me?
No.
Yes.
No,
you have to. You have to. You can't help it.
Dr. Drew.
Don't. Drew's on my side 1,000%.
No, it's not. Because
he's giving me a BJ right now. He knows I'm so right. Listen to me. You get yourself some help.
Yeah.
You go to some therapy. You do your work. You stop hanging around with these degenerate guys. You're going to screw your kiddies up. Do you hear me? You're going to do it.
That's it.
Now you have to be responsible mama.
It's not perfect.
Can't hang around with jokers anymore.
Yes, it's not perfect. You've got jokers in your life.
Ugh.
You are damaging the kids when you do that.
How people think they can be just almost insane and not affect their kids in any negative way. And we talk to these people all night. It's like, yeah, we're swingers. We're having threesomes and we're smoking crack out of an 8-man hookah. But no, they never see it. No, they never see it, but they live with this person. It's strung out, swinging mom is
mom.
Is not only mom, is king, is president, yeah. is God.
Yes.
Is everything. Is principal, is boss, is everything. I mean, when you're 8 months old, when you're 3 years old, when
like
you're
the only
whatever.
Job that they don't like make you take a class. They oh. like, it's only thing.
Oh, sickens me. Wait till my mandatory sterilization program comes in.
Wait till that's huge.
Man. All right, Sherry and Jenner are both here. Not both from Roswell, apparently.
Whatever.
We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back.
Loveline, Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Hey, it's Loveline, everybody. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Sherry Appleby and Jenna Malone both here. Sherry was on a couple months ago, it seems like. Not too long ago, from Roswell, UPN, 9 o'clock, Tuesday nights. Jenna has done a whole bunch of movies, including Donnie Darko, which is out now. But Stepmom. And For the Love of the Game, and Contact, and what else coming up? Can we see you?
The man who wasn't there?
No, but that's a really good friend of mine. Scarlett Johansson is in that. She's really good. But no, there's this thing called Life's a House.
Oh, yeah.
Dangerous Lives of Ultra Boys.
That's Life as a House is getting some pretty good notices, right? I mean, they think it's going to be like an Academy Award or two given there? Maybe?
I don't know about that. But
Kevin Kline?
Yeah, Kevin Kline's really, oh my really God. Great in it. But
He's amazing.
Amazing. He's just the person is yeah, so amazing.
Amazing.
I am just
That's
blown
my
away
favorite,
by him
probably
in
favorite.
So many different aspects.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah he's one of these guys. It's hard now to find. I'm trying to think. Maybe Johnny Depp is this way. There's a couple of guys where if they're in the movie, you know they're going to be good, yeah. and you assume the movie's going to be pretty solid, too.
Because their choices are really interesting, usually, anyway. So.
Right, right. I don't know how many other guys you can see that for. Johnny Depp's like one of the only guys I can think of.
Think about Kevin Kline, you may be laughing out loud, too. I mean, he may make you laugh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I mean, he's not afraid of doing that as well,
oh
you know.
God.
Yeah, it's one of those talented, nice, good-looking guys you just hate.
Nice.
You know yeah. you Larry from Three's Company?
Who?
Larry from Three's Company?
Yeah.
That's his brother.
Which
really?
One? Is Larry? Which one is Larry?
He's a sleazy friend. Jack's
yeah.
sleazy friend.
Yeah.
That is Klein's brother. Yeah, that guy's name is Klein. Is it Richard Klein? What the hell's his? No, that's from that's from Survivor. Who? What's Larry's? What's that guy's name?
I don't know.
All right, we'll find out the actor.
Yeah, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Well, if Drew knows who we're talking yeah. about, then he's a household name. Tony?
Yeah.
You're 26?
Hey. Right. I got a couple questions, Dr. Drew.
Dude.
I started like coke when, well, actually I started when I was like 13. Mm. I got a coke problem. I went to rehab. The guy asked me if I ever was in a rehab. I went to rehab, got out. I wasn't like ready to quit. A couple of years ago, about 4 years ago, my aunt died and left me like $200,000. I spent like $160,000 on, I got into heroin. I've spent like $160,000 on it in the last like 4 years. I started shooting it like over a year ago.
Okay, what's the question?
One is, you mentioned a couple of weeks ago that your veins aren't collapsed, they're clogged.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get them back if I kick?
You might form new ones. Some of them do recanalize, yeah.
Well, he's 26. That's better.
That should be the least of your concerns.
All right.
You there?
I'm not going to answer that. That's another call. Two, methadone.
Yeah, I hate
methadone. Harder to kick?
Way harder to kick.
Well, what the hell's the point then?
Well, so you don't...
Isn't it better just to go cold?
Oh, yeah. It's way better to go cold. But the problem with heroin is staying off heroin. And the detox is no big deal. It's not a big problem.
What? Are you kidding?
It's not that big a deal.
Oh, listen. Don't say that, Drew.
No, it's not that big a deal.
Say that. It freaks people out.
Dude.
Tony, look.
It's like the hardest thing I own.
Fine.
Like,
spend some of that money on a good program.
You need to spend a few months in a rehab. You do.
I don't have insurance right now.
You have $60,000, right?
Yeah, but I'm not going to go waste that on insurance.
You've already wasted $140,000 on something that's going to kill you. The problem with heroin is that you keep shooting it, you will die. Very simple.
I've never even come close to ODing, though.
It's not. You don't die of ODing.
What?
You die of the diseases that are caused by shooting things into your veins. Your kidneys will fail. You'll have strokes. Your heart will give out.
When I went in methanol, they told me I had a accelerated liver count or something.
Yeah, you probably have hepatitis C. I mean, you will die of heroin, period. You will die. Methadone prevents you from dying, and to that extent, methadone is a good thing.
Yeah, but
it makes you...
I mean, you got to go every day. It's the same thing. I mean...
Well, you won't die, it's a chronic illness.
Tony, what do you want to do? Sprinkle you with pixie dust?
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ,
no,
buddy.
But, all right.
You got a problem, okay?
All right, maintenance versus...
Maintenance, which is sort of a chronic state of illness, it's much milder, versus cure. And you have your choice is yours, but the road to recovery is treacherous and difficult and hard work, painful.
Well, that's important.
Takes a long time, but is a wonderful place once you get there.
Tony, I hate to say it, but does not sound like he's anywhere close to quitting at this point.
No, he's not ready.
It just doesn't. I mean, no. It just doesn't sound like. It sounds like he's going to quit three times and hopefully not die somewhere along that road before he kicks for good. He just doesn't seem open to it. But look, if you're going to squander that 60 grand shooting it, you might as well spend 10 of it and get in some kind of program and get off this crap.
He could
be treated there it is.
Easily. He could get 3 months of treatment for $10,000.
Oh, yeah?
Easily.
I could do it for $8,500. Well, come on over. I'll set you up. It's a lot of TV dinners, Drew. Just Mountain Dew, TV dinners, and constant conversation from the face girl over here.
You know, I get him to kick. Yeah. I'm going to take up heroin.
Let me tell you about high school football, son. All right. We'll take a little break. We'll be right back.
You know what I'm saying out there?
Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back.
Everybody, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. This is my theme song, right?
You guys like this? This is Adam. Adam, describe your entrance.
I see myself walking into a club in slow motion with the jacket flung over the shoulder, wearing the glasses, but I slide them down wind blowing, slow motion through the hair, and people recognize me, and I give them a nod. Thumbs up's a little too much of a movement for me, but just over the glasses, that knowing look, and a lot of ladies.
And ladies, see if this isn't what you hear.
Yeah, it's pretty much what I see.
That's
a great description of what I see. That's great.
Thank you. Jenna and Sherry are both here. Sherry is from, what the hell is she from? Thank you. Roswell. UPN on 9 o'clock Tuesday nights is when you can find it. And Jenna, you can find on Donnie Darko, which is currently
out. I guess I have to go and see that. Anderson does not endorse films easily.
Anderson
is... It's like you talking about a comedian positively.
Anderson
is... Really?
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yes,
no, really,
I've never heard you. Psyched. Have you ever talked about a comedian?
That's awesome.
Well, I talk about myself in a positive light.
Yes,
I'm a comedian.
I'm
is that what you mean?
That's what I mean.
Okay. Anderson, who's an aficionado of films and a snob on top of that, saw it twice. So, you know, it's got to have some.
And Carrie, Don't Call Me Tar, I liked it too.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah. Didn't you say you
saw it? She's stupid.
Serena?
Oh, Damien saw it.
Serena, you're 20.
I'm 20.
What's up?
I'm calling because 2 days ago, one of my best friends asked me if I would be in a threesome with her and her, like, baby's daddy, her live-in boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in a threesome before, so it's not necessarily that, you know.
How'd that one turn out?
That was fine. It was interesting.
Which one were you? You weren't the girlfriend. You were just the
third
party?
People, it was actually two people that I didn't really know. So,
How'd you get into that one?
Kind of friends of friends and a little too much alcohol.
And how did that turn out for you?
That was fine. I mean, it was weird at first, but by the end of it, you know, it was fine. But this one, I really don't want to do it because it's my best friend and they have a kid together.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't want
to. Well, the kid doesn't have to be involved sexually. I mean, can't they just hang out, give you a towel or something?
Yeah,
Serena has
a video camera, something.
Serena
yeah.
has some boundaries and some judgment. That's good. Okay, so what's the problem?
Because now I feel guilty both ways because.
Sure. Oh please! Oh please!
You don't want to let him.
You know what, Adam? I needed to find.
It's not like she's asking to help her move. Or
yeah,
something.
I needed to find my righteous indignation again. This is sick.
Well, I told her no, that I didn't feel comfortable because, you know, they have kids and because she is in love with him, supposedly, so
yeah.
I didn't feel comfortable with that.
He's a dick because he's using the fact that she's in love with him to manipulate her into this thing. Yeah. You're going to get in the middle of something that's going to break down. It's going to be a disaster for you.
Well, are you just like a vagina for hire, by the way?
Yeah, you know.
Not for hire, but sort of like what?
A rental.
Well,
are you?
Well, no. And so I told them no, but they won't stop pounding me. And how do I keep my friendship and keep my dignity and, you know, keep out of it? Because I don't want to do it.
Let me ask a couple of questions. Are you attracted to the guy?
No, not really.
That seals it.
I see him as like, you know, I see him as her boyfriend. I don't see him as anything.
Right. Are you attracted to her?
No.
So
I mean,
really,
on a friendship level, because I love her like.
Yeah, but what is in it for you, if you're not attracted to either one of them? I mean,
I understand.
Like,
well, I'm not.
I know.
Here's the deal. This is what comes from being raised in an alcoholic family, or some sort of family where you have to be people pleasing all the time. You're responsible for everyone else's feelings in the family, and that's who you are. And anything else, you feel great devastation if you don't live up to that.
All right. So what's up?
I don't want to let them down.
You see that?
I don't know why.
It's completely people-pleasing. It's her whole sense of herself.
Well, why don't you just give him a blowjob while she watches or something and kind of compromise? I mean, I don't understand this. I mean, I know you're screwed up because you're not... I would understand it if you always wanted to get a crack at her and she was like a friend of yours that you're always really attracted to and this is the only way you could sort of legitimately get at her.
Yes.
Shush up, Drew. But that's not the scenario. So, and you're not attracted... It's not the scenario with him either. You're not attracted to him. So this just means you're royally effed up.
Yeah.
Right. And now, what about the first threesome you had? Were they married, this couple?
No, they didn't. It was just a guy at a party and a girl at a party.
Oh, they weren't even together?
No, they weren't together at all.
Interesting. These sons of bitches. What goes on at these parties? All right. And they have one kid, this couple?
Yeah, she has two kids and one is this guy.
All right. That's three?
No, just two.
Wait, she has two kids.
And one with this guy.
And one
of the two.
I see, okay.
Serena, why do you have no sense of yourself other than as someone who keeps other people happy?
Well, I told them no several times.
Listen to me. Hey, Serena, can you answer? Serena, let me try.
Don't get pregnant, all right?
I'm not.
Don't ever get pregnant.
Okay.
And try to convince this friend of yours to be a better mother.
Okay.
Could you do that?
I'll try.
What does this guy do for a living?
Oh, I don't know, construction.
Yeah, all right. All right. And what does she do? Nothing? She just mama?
She's like an accountant.
Really?
Yeah.
Who takes care of the kids all day?
Who takes care of the kids?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Daycare.
Okay. All right, don't do it.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right, don't get pregnant.
Don't feel guilty.
Don't feel guilty?
Right.
You are not responsible for their threesome.
Yeah. Well, what about mine? I still need one.
Literally what she's saying is I'm responsible. For, here's what people don't think of oftentimes. Think how grandiose that is. That I'm so important that I'm responsible.
I'm the keeper of your happiness.
Even if you demand something crazy of me, it's my responsibility. That's a kind of a narcissism. That's why she can't hear it when you say, you know, you're responsible for these people's feelings. Yes, I'm the person that's responsible.
I scream about it every night, but these people that have kids and carry on this way, I just want them eliminated. I want them put down. I look at them as an enemy of the state. They're like terrorists, internal terrorists. They're trying to screw
this country
up.
Yeah, but they were all children once as themselves, you know?
Yeah, but they were screwed up by their parents.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
So it's a never-ending circle.
Yeah,
so really,
Adam's,
where does it end and where
Adam's
does it begin?
Adam's ending it.
I put him down. That's where it ends.
What, with your AK? Fucking.
Whoa. Is that the F word? No, she said sucker.
No.
Come on, don't worry
sucker.
About it. She said sucker.
I mean, I was...
No, sterilization.
Mandatory
that's
sterilization.
Right. That's right.
Mandatory sterilization. After the first kid.
She's too shaken from having some work.
Sorry. Yeah, definitely.
Sterilization. I got no problem with that. It's fine. Well, what about it? I mean, they're going to screw their kids up. And as a society, I just find that
I don't know. I mean, it's like why are we responsible for a never-ending circle of something that's never? I just find that people are gonna who are messed up who gonna have kids. They're gonna have kids regardless, and it keeps happening.
Well, they are. But here's the deal.
There's no perfect situation where you can raise a kid. I mean, there's gonna be mistakes and everything.
We agree.
So you know, you just sort of move on. There's
but it's the outlying egregious
norms in every situation.
Mm.
No. There's no perfect situation, but there's dangerous.
And there is norm.
You know what I mean?
There is norm.
A lot of these people we talk to are raising their kids in a dangerous environment. I mean, emotionally. I mean,
yeah, and physically too.
And physically too, right. And these kids are going to get strung out on stuff or kill themselves or go gay or something. I mean, it's really going to be a nightmare. And we need to sterilize them. That's all I'm saying. It's my 20-year plan for the country. We really clean this country up.
No weed and seed.
Yeah. Yeah, weed and seed. No seeding, just weeding.
We'll seed the healthier.
No, just weed.
Just weed.
Start over fresh.
Right, Robbie.
Yes.
Maybe the military is the answer for this.
Fine. We'll turn them on the citizens. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying maybe we'll bring people around.
Join the military.
Because military can take weaknesses, you know, things that in normal everyday life are problems.
Right.
And convert it into strengths.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll consider that plan.
Yeah.
Robbie?
First of all, don't join the military.
Robbie?
Yes, sir.
You 16?
Yep.
What's up?
All right. Dr. Drew?
Yeah, Robbie?
I need some information on some anxiety medication.
Okay.
They have me on Risperdal now, but it doesn't seem to be working. My psychiatrist doesn't want to listen to me that it's not working.
What do you mean it's not working?
Well, one, my anxiety is still getting up kind of high.
What's the dose of the Risperdal you're taking?
Right.
What's the dose?
2 milligrams, 1 tablet in the morning, 1 in the evening.
Okay.
It doesn't really seem to be doing much except getting me whacked out during the day.
What do you mean by whacked out?
Well, I just sort of space out. I can't really pay attention that well, and it's just kind of like being high, you know?
Well, it's not high. It's a little sedating, right?
Right, and I can't have that because, I mean, I need to keep my grades up in school.
Well, you're sedated, but you're still anxious?
Right, and I was just wondering if there's, like, any other, if there's, like, something else that would work better, or...
Well, there's a lot of different things that could be tried. Were you manic-y?
Yes, I.
You're bipolar.
Yes, I am.
Are you on anything to stabilize your mood?
Yeah, I'm on lithium, 1,200 milligrams a day.
All right, so that combination is pretty powerful and pretty reasonable. Maybe you've got to go back to the doctor and be real clear about what your symptoms are. The fact that you feel sedated, you can't concentrate in school, and yet you're still anxious.
All right, and one more thing.
Yeah?
My mom has degenerative disc disease.
Right.
She wanted to know if... working would help speed up the degeneration process.
What kind of working?
Pretty much secretary work.
No.
No.
Why would that?
I don't know. She was just wondering that.
You get your disability, though.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Well, what'd she have? I mean, something with her back?
Disc.
What's that? Is that bad? Is she crazy?
No.
Yeah. Everyone, from doing the show, I've decided everyone has a back problem. It's nuts. It's just 80%, I'd say 90% of the people we talk to have a bad back or insane. I don't know how that works.
I've got back problems. They're so awful.
You do?
I think to myself, if my patients walked around with this pain, they'd be taking so much medicine.
Yeah. I have the worst back problems. I pulled my back. So I bought this... I'm so ridiculous. I bought this new mattress. It's Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Yeah.
It's supposed to cure it. It doesn't cure your back. It just like sinks when you lie down. It's like a broken waterbed. And they convince you that it's like...
Lean up on the mic
fix your back.
Sure.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You got to stretch. You got to stretch your back three times a day.
I pulled it.
Yeah. I read mattress ads whenever I fly in an airplane. Do you do that?
No.
Oh, they're great. It's like...
I keep busy when I'm flying. You know that. I've got a new test series for you.
All right, just shut up. I don't want to hear about it. Jesus Christ, Drew. He never has time to talk on the plane. He's always taking a Scantron test for his pussy doctor stuff, whatever that is. I don't even know what it is anymore. But I always read these things where some doctor from Helsinki has invented a new mattress, and it's got like corn husk in it.
This one's from Australia.
And they do this thing where they go, you spend one-third of your life in bed. And I'm thinking, one-third? I'm up to three quarters. I'm like an invalid at this point. and called. I was in my bed for 6 hours today, right? That's right. Everyone knows, right? I should go get myself one of these beds.
Sure.
And then there's the one. I like the one where they have the picture where the husband's up watching TV, laughing his ass off, watching Leno, and the wife is sawing logs right next to him, you know, because there's two different firmnesses, and one leans up, and are you kidding me? Does that ever happen?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Here's the deal. The Four Seasons of Ritz-Carlton's, that's the best bed you can get.
Those are amazing.
Yeah. Right. That's what you want to get.
Well, let's check in
what
there.
What should I do? I'm going to return.
Well, let's go there tonight. We'll sleep
90
over.
Days.
Kristen?
Yeah?
You're 13?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay, well, there's this guy I know. He's 18, okay? And me and him, we were good friends, and we used to always hang out. But then one night...
18-year-old hanging out with a 13-year-old.
He's 18.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right. And we were just friends, and, well, one night it was just me and him, and one thing led to another, and we ended up having sex.
Were you guys doing drugs?
No.
Okay.
He was.
All right.
What was he doing?
I don't know, but he was before I went there because, you know, he's always doing drugs.
And you understand it's against the law to have sex with him?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
And... Well, you know, we still talked after that, but I don't know. I think he told me not to tell anyone, but
because he's afraid you're going to put him in jail.
And I told a couple people, and I think he found out, and he hasn't been talking to me.
How scared are you?
Yeah.
How long ago did this happen?
A little bit before Halloween.
Are you on birth control?
No.
What'd you guys use?
A condom.
Did it work?
Yeah.
All right. Well, she's not pregnant, so I guess it worked.
I don't know if she checked for that yet.
Nah.
It's only been 3 weeks.
Nah. When, was this guy, were you in love with this guy?
Well, no. We just sort of messed around once. I mean.
I know, but did you have feelings for him?
Yes, but now he won't talk to me. And my friend the other night tried to talk to him, and he got really scary. He just started going off on her because he was drinking, so.
Yeah. Boy, this guy really sounds like a knight in shining armor. It's too bad he got away.
Yeah, you want to go after this guy.
Whew, I'd like to get him for myself. I mean, I'm not gay, but I'd go gay for a guy like this. It's really a catch. Hey, Kristen?
Yeah?
Probably good that
he's out of your life.
Aren't hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably a pretty bad guy.
Probably.
You don't want someone like that.
Yeah.
Drug addicted child abuser. How far up the scale do we need to go?
What's he do? Does he work? Does he go to junior college?
No.
What's he do?
I don't know. I think he has a job.
What do you guys talk about when you're hanging out? Is he
nothing really. He always starts like hitting on me and starts like, you know, putting his hands on my leg, and I'm just like, okay.
All right, hold on. I'm this close to gambling with Kristen.
Oh no, it's done.
You're done?
Yeah.
You know what the answer is?
She had to.
She's 13, but she sounds like she's
12.
No, yeah. 9.
Dad, and I'm only getting dad physical abusive addict alcoholic. That's where I've got with.
Where's your dad?
My dad.
Yeah.
I don't live with him.
And why not?
Because I don't know, him and my mom got a divorce and my dad left, and so I live with my sister.
Not with your mom?
No.
Isn't that kind of weird?
No.
What's wrong with your mom?
Hold on, you guys don't get the impression you're talking to someone who's like 8 or 9?
Oh yeah.
Maybe.
Oh,
so.
No,
yeah.
I'm seriously not 8 or 9, I'm 13.
No, but the point is something happened to you when you were like 8 that sort of arrested your development.
No.
When did your dad leave?
When I was like 9.
I said 9. And when did mom leave?
When I was 9, they left at the same time when they got a divorce.
And why did your mom leave you?
Because she didn't want to associate with me.
Why?
I don't know.
What's up with your mom? Is she an alcoholic or addict?
No.
Your dad?
No, he's an alcoholic.
Right. Was he kind of physically abusive when he was around?
No, never to me.
But to mom?
No, he would raise his voice sometimes.
How is it that your mom is not interested in your life or raising? I mean, was she arrested? Was she in prison?
No.
Did the court step in and do something?
No. I don't know. Me and her never really got along, and she never really got along with any of my other brothers or sisters, but
Is she with any of the brothers or sisters?
No.
Hold on a second.
Okay, Mom.
Listen, and Mom has got to be like turning tricks and, yeah, and doing crank or something.
Oh, I mean, yeah, there's got to be something there.
No sober sort of semi-together mom just basically walks away from the family.
A bunch of kids with the dad gone.
Right. Hey, Kristen?
Yeah?
Where's your mom now? Do you know?
Yeah, she lives up here in the same town as me. We just, yeah.
And, what does she do for a living?
Huh?
What does she do for a living?
I don't know. I haven't talked to her in a while.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have 3 brothers and I have an older sister.
And she left 5 kids. Just mm-hmm. left.
And with what?
And she just left 5 kids. Pow.
With my older sister. Because she moved out. And my older sister moved in and started taking care
of
her.
How old's your older sister?
20.
Mm.
And she has a kid and she's married. And
yeah.
Oh, yes.
Is your mom in a psychiatric hospital or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
Does she need to be?
Yes, I think she does.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know. She just has some major problems.
All right, Kristen, here's the deal. You got to not get pregnant, like, until you're, like, in your 70s. Maybe, like, call me when you're in your mid... If I'm still alive... Actually, I'll be dead by then. Call me when you're in your mid-50s, all right? I'll give you the green light or not on having the kids. Don't worry. Women will be doing it by then all the time, well into their 50s and 60s.
Sure, by then. Sure.
Do not get pregnant. This guy...
Idiot.
Glad you're not talking to him.
Run
He's a criminal.
He is. He is your mom and your dad wrapped into one.
You should bring criminal charges against this guy. You should tell the police about this guy.
Because I went along with it.
It doesn't matter. You're not old enough to actually even give consent. That's the way it is.
But I wouldn't want to get him in trouble.
Why not? He's an idiot.
No.
Okay.
He's a criminal.
Okay, hold on. See, people call this show and they'll say, that girl was raped and you told her it was her fault and she should do nothing about it, you know. And so I tell everyone, okay, just call the cops. But she's not going to do it. And I don't want to hammer away at someone who's just no way she's going to do it. She's going to hang up the phone and she's not going to call the cops. So I don't want to try to convince her to do it. What I want to convince you to do is don't get pregnant. Don't go down the path your mom went or your dad went. Don't get hooked up with these abusive
guys.
Finish school. Find Jesus Christ.
Go far away.
Get involved with the cheerleading. Can you go Jewish? Can you turn Jewish? Because that'll keep you out of trouble.
And she needs a Jewish mom.
Put some weight on and really just...
She needs a Jewish mom.
Okay. Kristen, just get involved with school. Any guy you like, don't trust him.
Yeah. Seriously.
Only guys your age, baby.
Listen to those words, Kristen.
Please.
Guys you're attracted to, learn to read the fact that your attractions will be unhealthy.
Okay.
And be careful with that.
All right. Mama with 5 kids. That mama with 5 kids. Criminal. She's a criminal.
Yeah, really.
See, what's wrong with getting hold of that bitch after the first kid and saying, Mama, no more. You can't handle it. Now your 20-year-old's got another kid.
Married.
Yeah, and who's she married to?
A 20.
I'd love to meet that gentleman. Imagine who he is after what she came from and what she saw and now what she's doing. And how long before young 13-year-old Kristen here
finds
has a brood of her own?
And the 3 boys are already in jail, probably.
Oh, Jesus
Especially
Christ. Oh, okay. All right, everybody.
Parent-wise.
All right, but no, we can't tell anybody about that. We cannot tell. We can tell everyone about what they can do as far as putting additions on their house, but we cannot tell them what to do with their reproductive system. Fantastic. We'll take a little break. Let's all kill ourselves. Eat some poison punch in like a Jonestown type situation.
Woo-hoo.
And we'll be back. Anderson will play some just drops and outtakes until the midnight hour.
Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Hitler. That's my friend Stalin over there. Just talking about our plan for the master race, Drew. Is it going all right? Drew says anyone who has less than a doctorate degree will be eliminated in your utopia, Drew?
Yeah. Then your degree is what now, Anna?
I know, it's amazing. It's. Can you guys believe that I didn't go to college?
I'm amazed.
Can you believe that?
Shocked.
Shocking, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Sherry and Jen are both here. Yes. Sherry is from Roswell, of course, and that is on UPN, and that is 9 o'clock, and that is Tuesday nights, which is tomorrow night for most of our listeners, and then tonight for a lot of them. But it's too late because we miss it. Monica?
Hi.
Hey, you're 17. What's up?
Nothing. Sorry, I'm kind of nervous right now.
That's all right.
Okay, you guys are so awesome.
Well, thanks. What's your question?
Well, for like a year and a half now, I've been kind of like attracted to my best friend, and I don't know if I should say anything.
Female or male?
Female.
You're lesbian. Are you lesbian?
No, I don't think I am. I mean, I like guys like a lot.
See, what do you mean by attraction? Can you describe what that means?
I don't know. Like, I just like, I don't know. I like find myself attracted to her sometimes.
You're lesbian. Are you sort of confusing feelings of warmth and intimacy with, or sort of erotic physical feelings?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't you sort of realize that you may be sort of confusing these things? And kind of keep them to yourself and enjoy them.
Okay.
But realize that they could have a negative impact on your friendship. And if you value that friendship, kind of keep the boundaries clearer. Unless you're convinced you're lesbian and you want to explore things, that's different. But this friendship could be altered by you sort of confusing those kinds of feelings.
Is she good looking?
Yeah.
Lesbian.
Are you really attracted to her? Or is she, you know, smart and funny and...
No, I think
the cheerleading team.
No, she's not. But I've been friends with her for like 10 years, so
mm-hmm.
I'm not. Yeah, I just won't say anything then.
Do you get to see her naked?
No.
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 Why not?
That's just not how we work, I guess.
I don't think you should really well, not.
She's your friend, right?
But you should not feel bad about these feelings. Just realize that if you acted on them, it could affect your friendship in ways you might not like.
Okay.
Okay.
You don't think she's hot for you at all?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you can give her some wine coolers and really get to the bottom of this whole thing.
I could, but
That's sodium pentothal for teenage girls. Wine coolers, Drew. You know that?
Is it? Oh.
That's how you get to the bottom.
It's a popular drink of freshman mental
health.
It's how you get to the truth. The truth lies somewhere between the fifth and sixth wild mountain berry.
The
cooler.
Truth or the grail?
Wine coolers. They're not hard enough for me.
Oh, they're not?
No.
17. Nice, Monica.
Well, listen, you use that as a chaser.
Okay.
You all right?
Yeah. I have another really quick question.
Yeah.
I've been having problems sleeping. It's 2 o'clock over here, but I'm usually up right now, and I've wondered if maybe it's... I started smoking pot, like... half a year ago, and I stopped using sorta like recently.
Yeah, you'll have a couple months of insomnia if you're a regular pot smoker and then stop suddenly.
Why?
Your brain has to heal. It affects your brain chemistry, and sleep is one of the more delicate mechanisms in the brain. And any central nervous system depressant, if you're taking it every day for more than a couple months and you stop, you're not going to sleep right for several weeks or several months after that.
Yeah, I can't figure out if pot makes me tired or gets me racy. It's all weird now. I gotta really take a good hard look at pot, you know? Really figure out what's
going on with
that. You become a
lightweight.
Yeah, I'm a lightweight now. I don't know what's going on. I think
you
I'm just gonna eat pot brownies from now on. I think that's my new plan. All right. Drew, you ever eat a pot brownie?
No.
Sherry?
Mm-mm.
Jenna?
No.
No? Really? Yeah. All right.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, good times.
You barf?
Yeah. Barf? No.
No.
No. I ate everything in the house, and I never barfed. Yeah, pot brownies are groovy. They are.
Groovy.
Well, I'm not...
I've heard good things.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I don't want to endorse drugs, but, you know, don't drive. And be over 18 and try one of them pot brownies. Christina?
Hey.
Hey, you're 16. What's up?
Yeah. I have really hard time sleeping. Like, I don't normally get to sleep until, like, 1 or later. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why. And I'm on, like, medicine. And, like, I was wondering if, like, maybe I could take a different kind. Or not a different kind, because I like this medicine. But I was wondering if, like, I could take, like, like a sleeping thing.
What time do you have to get up in the morning?
Like 6, 5 Oof. Or 6. Well, like I have 5. It doesn't matter. Anyways.
5 for what? School?
Yeah.
Where do you live in Sacramento? Where do you go to school? Michigan?
Yeah, no. I don't know. I go to a school in like a different smaller place.
Oh, I just kill myself. I couldn't imagine doing that. I couldn't. And yeah. You don't get tired during the day, or do you?
No, I do. I'm, like, falling asleep in German, and, like, my teacher's killing me about it.
What is the medicine you're taking?
Prozac.
And you said you like how you feel on the medicine?
Yeah. I, like, yeah.
How long have you been on it for?
Probably about a month and a half, maybe.
And how long have you had the severe insomnia?
Probably a couple weeks.
A couple weeks?
Or not a couple weeks, but, like, this last week, mostly.
And has the medication dose been changed at all in the Prozac?
Not really. No, it's pretty much. Well, it went up like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
All right. Well, that's probably your problem. Yeah. So you need to talk to your doctor about that, because it can cause insomnia very definitely. All right.
But like,
you may need something else to help you with sleep.
Hey, you got to move closer to school.
Well, my parents don't want me going to big school.
Yeah. Yeah. What happens? And what happens later in life? You go to like a private world,
but
it's a small populace, and nobody bothers you, and you're like an 8-man football team, and you become president. I'm such a prick. I was my step my nieces were in town from they live in Seattle. And I think they are somewhere in Oregon, or who the hell knows. Anyway, the point is they came in town. They're cute girls. They're like 9 and 13 and 15. And the 15-year-old...
Wait a minute, your nieces?
Step-nieces. Step-nieces? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My stepsister's kids.
God.
My step-nieces, right?
You never mention your step-siblings, so I always forget you have them.
Well... You know, the Corollas.
Yeah.
You know, listen, we don't like each other. My family, the blood part doesn't like each other. What do you think we're going to do with the step part? imagine if you got a blood family that treats people like step, then imagine what the step gets treated like. Like bad neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not step. They're like a whole flight of stairs.
Yeah. It's not, under the steps.
Yeah, you know, like 10, 15 steps. They're stoop. I got a stoop mom. Well, anyway... I got these step nieces, and they're great.
Yeah,
they're beautiful little girls, and they go to school up north. And Brittany, the oldest one, is 15. Jesus Christ, I hope she's not listening. And they were saying at Thanksgiving that Brittany won homecoming queen.
How exciting!
And I was like, wow! In the 10th grade, homecoming queen.
That's crazy.
Oh yes, absolutely. I said. I didn't even know you could win homecoming queen.
Yeah, that you'd be senior.
At least a junior.
Yeah.
Well, the school all voted, and she won homecoming queen.
All 80 kids?
Well, we're getting to that part. I said, holy Christ. Now, I went to North Hollywood High. There was like 2,600 kids went there. And you didn't even know seniors didn't know who was in the 10th grade.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't believe that the entire class, seniors, juniors, all those upperclassmen, they all voted, and you won homecoming queen? She's like, yes, indeedy. I said, that, I'll tell you, that is quite an accomplishment. And she said, yeah. And then we're just chatting later on, and I really couldn't get over it. 10th grader winning homecoming. And we're like chatting later, and someone said, yeah, there's 100 kids who go. And I was like, oh, Christ. And I had a couple glasses of wine, and I was like, I was biting on my lip now.
Oh,
I was
boy.
Like, all right, don't say nothing. No, because you're going to start popping off. But I was like, I wanted to like yell, you should have stopped me when I was going on for 10 minutes about the 10th grade achievement. Yeah, there's 45 kids in the 10th grade, and there's 15 seniors, you know. But it's still an accomplishment.
It's still an accomplishment.
It came, Drew, you know, we talk about things coming into focus.
Yes, it makes sense.
It came into focus.
And,
if you went to a school with 2,000 kids, a 10th grader doesn't make home.
Doesn't work that way.
No, Adam, every night you're mentioning kids last couple weeks, really.
Yeah.
Like your biological clock is ringing.
I'm ready to have some kids.
Yeah, it's time. I mean, really? Have been getting off on it regularly.
Yeah. I'm ready to go. Sherry?
Okay. No, thank you.
Really?
No, I'm 22. I'm staying single for a while.
One of you is ovulating. Right? Yeah, I can tell.
Sorry.
I can tell. Jenna?
No.
No?
Absolutely not.
We're just running
the
other way.
The sound of them blowing through the door?
Ow! Drew's a doctor. He can supervise. I mean, he'll keep it all in the up and up. No?
No, thanks.
No.
All right.
Have to pass.
All right. Drew?
No kids.
Oh, no.
I'm not ovulating.
Oh, okay. So,
ovulating. I was like, no kids. No kids.
Oh, but
neither.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll take ourselves a little break. I'll work on the girls. I'll try to ply them with some tap water and bad Westwood One coffee. And maybe a little something, maybe a sack of Moss from the vending machine,
nice.
Drew. Yeah, after this.
Hello? Is this Loveline?
Call 1-800-LOVE-191.
It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Cherie Appleby. Could be Mrs. Carolla. Light her cars right.
You weren't asking for Mrs. Carolla. You're just asking for Adam.
I'm old fashioned.
Oh, I see.
I'd like to get married, then, you know, get divorced.
Make an honest woman.
Dating one of our son or daughter's friends later on. From Roswell, which is on UPN, 9 o'clock on Tuesday nights. Also,
you could give birth to some kind of weird alien or something, you know?
It's quite possible.
Not an alien, I'm a human. I play human.
Oh, that's
right. So it's too bad. I know.
Yeah. There's only one way to really find out, though. I mean, Drew, as a man of science, wouldn't you agree?
That would that would settle it.
Jenna Malone is here, too. She's from Donnie Darko and stepmom the house, building the house with love with Kevin
Kline. Something.
The house that talked, the talking house.
Life is a house. I mean, it's
right.
What the hell?
Right, life is a house, which is I think going to win some sort of Academy Award for somebody in it. Right? Is that what they think?
Hey, it could be, you know. But newspapers always say that stuff just to say that stuff. So we'll see.
It's got a good name for an Academy Award.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Life is a house. It's very strong. And
right. Is Kevin Kline, is he a builder in that movie?
He plays an architect.
Huh.
Who sort of loses his job and has to reconstruct his life in the metaphor of a house.
Very interesting. Yeah. True?
Mm-hmm.
Allison?
Hi.
Hey, you're 17. What's up?
I just called because Sherry was on tonight, and I listen to you guys all the time, and I love you, Adam and Drew, but I'm a really big fan of Sherry's, and I just wanted to ask her if her relationship with Jason Max on the show is anything besides friends off of the show.
No, we're just friends.
Was Jason up here one time?
I don't know.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I love the show, and the chemistry between you guys is so great. And I just couldn't help wondering if there's something else going on.
She said she liked him during the break.
Could you stop it? I never said such a thing.
That's what I felt.
I was talking about you, Adam.
Here
we go.
I smelled it was either ovulation or love. There was something going on.
I have a crush on you. I finally admitted it.
Listen.
No, we're just friends. Whoa. He's a very nice guy.
Yeah, he's really cute, too.
Yeah, he's very cute.
He's dreamy. But he's not seasoned and poised like me. You know, he's just some good-looking, fresh
like
kid.
Oh,
probably,
yeah.
I think he's gay. That's what I hear.
All the hot ones are gay.
Yep, that's right.
Yep.
All right. Allison, anything
he's
else?
He's bisexual.
Nope, I was just calling to talk to Sherry.
Thank you. Oh, thank you very much.
She is.
And I watch the show all the time.
Great features, too, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really. All right, well, thanks, you guys.
Take care there, Allison.
Okay.
Let's talk to Sean. Sean?
Hey, Adam. God, it's weird. This is for Jenna Malone. Great two movies, Donnie Darko and Life is a House. Big fans of both. And oddly enough, I've never seen you before, but you just appeared. To help you guys out for Donnie Darko, which everyone should go see because it's a great film.
Wow.
These are the words that I guess best describes it. No matter how screwed up you are in this unforgiving world, you have a place and you're important to the puzzle. And that's kind of best describes that.
You're gay.
All right.
Interesting.
Am I gay?
Well,
God,
that's,
I wish.
That's what
seriously, I'm calling just for Jenna because much love.
Well, that's crazy. Thank you.
Malone. And it's Nonsense Productions. Just remember that a little while when Later.
Right. Later?
Later.
Oh, when you're making movies?
When I start making movies, pretty soon.
All right.
Nonsense Productions.
All right.
Remember, Nonsense Productions.
Well, I'm going to use that for my production company
and
name.
Go ahead.
I don't care.
I have many other names.
Okay.
But Adam Carolla, you're a pretty funny guy.
Thanks. Oh. I'll be in your first movie. You know, our production company, Jack Hole Productions, is now up and running, and I get to listen to a secretary answer our phone all day.
Wow.
Saying, she says, Jack Hole Industries.
Oh, that is nuts.
And amazing. Did you call my work? Did you get the Jack Hole Industries? Yeah, I laugh like an idiot every time I hear her say that. There's a sign that says Jack Hole Productions,
what's
and
the,
there's an arrow pointing to it.
What's the emblem? What's the
No. Oh, well, it's the donkey that...
I see.
Yeah, but that's not on anything. But I just laughed. I don't hear the industries behind things anymore. You know when people say something industries?
Yeah.
I like to see that come back.
Sort of out of Marx Brothers film or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jack Hole Industries. Enzo?
Yeah, hey. Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Before I get to my question, though, Adam, I got to ask you a question about boxing.
Yes.
I like to work out with the heavy bag, you know, and I wrap my hands.
Yeah.
And I got the leather boxing gloves, you know, and I wrap my hands correctly and all that, but I always get these big, huge, ugly bruises between my knuckles on my hand.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what could I be doing wrong?
Well, you're using bag gloves.
Are they
thumbless?
They got a thumb. It's like connected at the end, but it's got a thumb, yeah.
Are they like boxing gloves or are they bag gloves?
They're boxing gloves. There's bag gloves.
Yeah, just use the boxing gloves. That's fine. And what are you wrapping your hands with? Those burlap ones? I mean, the cloth ones? Does the cloth stretch?
Yeah, no, it doesn't stretch.
Get some good hand wraps.
It looks just like a big long black
tape
bandage.
Listen, go. There's a place called Ringside. Just get all your stuff from there. Get a Ringside catalog.
Okay. Baltimore.
Okay,
yeah, just do it through the mail. And listen, when you punch, don't slide off because that's what cuts you up. Just hit it straight and solid, square.
All right. All right.
He doesn't want to know, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What are you talking about?
All right.
Yeah. That's great. Now, okay, so my real question, Dr. Drew, this one's more for you, I think. I've got this problem with, I don't know what you call it, compulsive stealing. I sometimes take things that I don't even want.
Steal some damn hand wraps.
I've got those, but... No, I don't do it all the time. I mean, but I sometimes do it, and, you know, a lot of times I'll take something and then when I get home I go, geez, I don't even want this, you know. I'll like give it to somebody or just, you know.
What do you do for a living?
Well, actually, I'm in college.
Oh yeah, what college?
I live in Baltimore, and I go to Johns. I know you're not going to believe this, but I go to Johns Hopkins University.
What do you major in?
Well, I just started. I'm a freshman. I know I'm 24. I had to work for a while to save up money.
Right,
I worked as a paver for 6 years.
I believe you. I believe you. All right, Drew, what about this kleptomania?
Well, it can be an isolated thing or it can be part of a more significant syndrome. Addicts do this very frequently. They get a thrill out of it and helps them manage their unpleasant feelings, helps them feel better. It's very common, particularly when people are trying to stop doing drugs. Can also be part of certain kinds of personality problems, antisocial problems. What's the matter?
Sherry's moving around. She wants some. Okay. What do you want, baby?
I want that pen.
You want me?
No.
A pen?
Yeah. Oh, thank you, darling.
Take my pen.
Thank you so
because
much, Sadie. You're so giving and wonderful.
What's yours is mine, by
sorry,
the way.
I'm sorry.
We gotta start sharing.
I was watching you do... Sorry. I didn't think you're up.
We gotta start sharing.
I thought she was like building a...
I was about to get up.
Model airplane or something over there.
All right. Yeah.
All right. So it is something that it actually is quite. It's I thought of it in many spheres as a real serious psychiatric symptom because it can be a sign of something more serious.
All right. So what should he do?
He should go to Hopkins Student Health Services and talk about it.
All right.
They're guarantee you this treatment for this.
Okay.
And it can get pretty out of hand.
All right. All right. Let's talk to Nick, who's 12. Nick.
Yeah. Hi. Me and my friend, or she invited me over, and I did sexual stuff with her.
Uh-huh.
And she won't call me now.
You're 12?
Yeah.
Do you like her?
Not really. She's just, like, a real good friend.
You didn't like her. Wait, were you attracted to her?
Yeah.
At 12, how can you figure out? I mean...
Yeah. Hey, you can be hot for someone at 12. I mean, you don't... Listen, you don't want to do weird stuff to them, but...
She's 12 also?
We all had crushes at 12.
What did you do to her?
Well, we both kind of, like, oral.
You got some oral, too?
Mm-hmm.
It's all going to be downhill from here, Nick. You've peaked at 12. Do you realize this?
Yeah.
And, she did the oral on you. Does that... Does stuff other than pee-pee come out of your penis at 12?
Yes.
It does? Jesus Christ. I'd be walking around with my shirt off at school the next day, just posing down. Yeah. yelling, you want some? To everybody.
I wonder why she won't call you anymore.
How long
did she got scared?
She embarrassed?
Did you call her?
Yeah.
And she
just won't pick up the phone.
Well, yeah. She's embarrassed.
She's uncomfortable.
You didn't force yourself on her, did you?
Hmm?
Did you force yourself on her?
No.
Okay. Do you see her at school?
Yeah.
Okay. You see her at school, write her a note. Write her a note and say, it says, you know what, I still want to be friends with you. I know it's a little weird what happened.
I like you a lot.
But that's okay.
Tell you like
because
her.
It's weird for me, too.
Yeah.
It's not like it just happened to you, and we can be good friends.
No, and just don't, the friends...
Well, you doesn't like her.
Do you.
You like her as a girlfriend?
Not really.
No. Why not?
She doesn't have, like, the personality.
Bogus call.
Yeah.
Yep, bogus call. Yeah. Guaranteed.
Sorry, Nick. We don't believe you now.
Mm.
All right. Sorry, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah. You always tell what they're bogus, too. They're like, all right, okay. There's just no affect behind that. You notice that? It's just flat.
Yeah.
Said, why not? She doesn't have the right personality characteristic.
Yeah, like at 12, you're getting a BJ and you're worried about her personality.
We'll be right back.
I'm 37, I don't care about personality. I mean, not
if you're
not
until
That's
tonight.
Horrible.
Not until tonight.
Uh-huh.
All right, we'll be right back. All right, wait a minute. Cool down there, ladies. Do all their talking when the mics are off.
I know, we do get all things off.
We're talking about pheromones. Drew broke wind, and that started a whole conversation on scent and attraction, right, Drew?
Mm-hmm. And why do we try to cover those things up?
I rarely do.
Well, this special was saying that, you know, you cover it up, obviously, because you're embarrassed, but it's actually a natural attraction that men and women have to each other. They're natural odors.
Yeah. But I'm taking it too far lately. I'm starting to smell.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Thank you for paying attention to that.
Yeah. I was boxing with David Allen Greer, and he belched on me again.
Oh,
you know, he belched in the studio?
Yeah.
Yeah, belching was weird. It's more offensive than a fart. I think if you ask most people, what would you rather get from somebody, I think they go gas.
A real bad belch, no good.
Belch is more intrusive.
Like, it's like being vomited on.
It's offensive.
That was him. That was him. Do that again.
Anderson said that was me.
Who is that?
That's David Alan Greer, buddy.
All right. Let's go on to David Alan Greer song.
All right. Let's everyone watch Roswell.
Yes.
The Tuesday night. So
and go
night,
see.
9 o'clock. And go see
Donnie Darko.
My Life is Donnie Darko. Donnie Darko, My Life is a House.
There you go.
And until next time, Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Yeah, pot brownies are groovy.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.
You realize that when I'm in charge, you will be fixed surgically.
Okay.
I will label you a high risk and an enemy of the state.